They played one another in their very first games in the AFL, and way back then in 1960, the New York Jets were actually known as the New York Titans, which they were for the first few seasons. And unfortunately, in that game, the Bills fell to the then Titans in New York, but they exacted some type of historical revenge, as I'd like to see,
okay,
against the Titans, which were then the Jets. A few years later, when they closed the famous Upper Manhattan Polo Grounds, which were the home of the Jets at the time, the very last event ever to be held there was a Bills versus Jets game, and the Bills came out on top. And that stadium was built not long after the Civil War. It's one of the oldest venues ever to host pro football in modern form.
All right, so that was the Polo Grounds. That was the Jets back then. Now it's a whole different story. The Jets play in, I guess, the most modern stadium right now in the NFL.
Going into MetLife Stadium presents kind of a little bit of a tough challenge for the Bills in the sense that they've also never won in MetLife Stadium. In recent years, they've played the Jets really poorly on the road.
It seems when we have these conversations, we talk about the strengths of one team against the weaknesses of the other. What about this particular matchup?
Yes, in this game, those key matchups are likely to be the same as the Jets' best unit is their defensive line, and the Bills' worst unit, I think, by far and away, is their offensive line. And if the Bills have any hope of keeping Kyle Orton upright and producing a successful game, they're going to have to figure out a new line combination, as it looks like they're inserting a new starter, Craig Urbick, in to take the place of struggling rookie Cyril Richardson. If Orton can stay upright, one of the Bills' better units is certainly their receiving core, and one of the Jets' poorer units is their defensive secondary. So I see a great potential matchup there, but again, the key comes back to, can the offensive line protect Orton enough where he can make those big plays to the wide receivers?
The Bills need to find some surprises in the backfield. What are we going to see? Who are we going to see, I guess, after two injuries last week?
Yeah, I think we have two really interesting storylines coming into this week in the sense that the Bills' backfield has changed night and day from one week to the next, in that this week, instead of seeing Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller, who are both down with injuries, we've got the unlikely starting duo of Anthony Dixon and Bryce Brown. And in the NFL, I think if they've shown one thing this year, it's that star running backs really can come out of nowhere, and both of these guys are going to have a chance to prove it. And on the other end of the field, it'll be really interesting to see how Percy Harvin, the newly acquired Jets weapon, has any ability to be inserted into the offense, which is tough on such short practice time in terms of learning the playbook. But there's definitely going to be some interesting factors going into this game.
Well stated, Matt Sabuda. As always, thanks for going beyond the playbook, and we'll see you again on Monday.
Yeah, glad to be here, Jay.